What is up, Zulu Nation? It's Rick here. In today's episode, I want to share with you guys a fantastic story. Now, recently I came across an amazing writing about the story of Zoom, the company Zoom, and how Eric Yuan, which is the founder and also CEO of Zoom, was able to lead the company and defeat companies like Skype. Now, ever since the pandemic hit, this video conference software company, Zoom, they became one of the most common thing that all of us are using, apart from mask, of course. But the question I kept asking myself was, how is Zoom going to compete with giants like Microsoft, right? Microsoft, they have Skype, they have Microsoft Teams, and then you have Google, they have their own Google Hangouts and so on. With all of these competitors around, why are people still using Zoom? So that is my question, and that is what we'll be discussing in today's episode, the success story of Zoom and its founder, Eric Yuan. But before that, if you're liking this content, don't forget to follow or subscribe and share it with someone who will benefit from this. If you're looking to improve your investing skills and you love listening to stories, then you are definitely going to enjoy this podcast. Because each week, we'll be sharing with you tips and strategies by using real company examples and the power of storytelling so that you can make better investment decisions as an investor. Now, when you are ready, let us get started. Now, first of all, let us talk about the founder and CEO, Eric Yuan. Now, in the 1990s, Eric Yuan heard Bill Gates spoke about the internet. And at that point of time, he was still in his home country, China, and he was only in his 20s at that point of time. But it was that talk from Bill Gates that sparked a dream in Eric, and he dreamt of going to the US, especially to Silicon Valley. And that was how everything started. Many years later, he attempted to emigrate from China to the US, but he was denied a visa by the US government. So he applied again. And then he was denied again. And then he applied again. And he was denied again. So he got denied not once, not twice, but 8 times, right? He failed 8 times. And after struggling for 2 years, Eric finally got his visa on his 9th attempt. And he made it to the US in the year of 1997. Now, he couldn't speak fluent English, but the one thing that he knew very well was to write computer codes. Right, and that skill landed him an engineering job with a video conferencing software company, Webex. Now, from the starting itself, Yuan became a key player in developing the video conferencing software. Right, and he doubled down his effort to improve the software, and at the same time, he was climbing up the rank, and he reached the rank of Vice President of Engineering. And then Webex, they became one of the first options for video calls in the market, and under Eric's guidance, Webex grew to more than 750 engineers and had an annual revenue of more than $800 million. And it seemed as if the company was heading for success, so much so that 10 years later, in 2007, Webex was actually bought over by Cisco for $3.2 billion. And here is one thing you need to understand. Webex was not only one of the first video conferencing software, they were also one of the most complete video conference tools, right? But it wasn't perfect. Why? Because their connectivity was unstable and they caused audio and video to lag. And the installation process was so frustrating for IT departments. If the quality and the service was so bad, how were they able to survive? Right? Good question, right? How were they able to survive? Well, the main reason why Webex, they were able to survive was because they were, first of all, the first option, right? They were the first option for customers, and there were not many competitions in the market, right? Because they were the first. And Eric was very aware of Webex's inadequacy, right? Because in fact, he even suggested some of the changes, but the upper ranks, they didn't really want to listen to his suggestions. And in an interview, Eric actually shared his experience dealing with customers, and this was what he said. He said, Before I left Cisco, I spent a lot of time talking with WebEx customers. And every time when I talked with a WebEx customer, after the meeting was over, I felt very, very embarrassed because I did not see a single happy customer. And I tried to understand why is that. And I summarized all the problems WebEx customers shared with me, and I realized all those problems are brand new problems. And that was what Eric Yuan said. And that was when Eric Yuan decided to leave. Right? He decided to leave the company. He took all of these new problems and he aimed to create a new video conference software to solve all this problem. And that was when he decided to create Zoom. One of his goals was to ensure that customers were happy. Right? That's an excellent choice. Right? He wanted his customers to be happy. And so when Eric decided to leave, right, close to 40 engineers left with him to pursue this goal. Now, investors also believe in it. And in 2011, he raised $3 million to start his idea. And within 2 years, he created the first Zoom iteration. And the strategy that he used was very simple. He created Zoom with a video-first mentality. Now, other companies like Skype, they had created audio-first, right? And then they readjusted to video, which can be costly. But with Zoom, the beta testers, they were very happy with the product, and after fine-tuning some issues, they launched it in 2013 January, right? From the start itself, it was a massive success, and by May, Zoom claimed that they had reached over 1 million participants. Now, with the launch, they got another round of funding, this time up to $10 million, and by late 2013, they had another round of funding which secured up to 6 million more, right? And the company's valuation doubled to up to about, I think it's about $50 million, right? Their valuation. And by 2014, Zoom claimed up to 10 million users, right? But the question still remains, why is Zoom so good, right? They were able to grow rapidly, but the question still remains, why is Zoom so good? Another reason why Zoom is so good is because they provided a lot of value with very little cost, right, for the users, right? Very little cost. First of all, they had HD video conferencing, mobile, and also web meetings. All of that for $9.99, right? Which was way cheaper than the other options which was available at that point of time. Most of them, they only provided one or two of these services. Not only that, Zoom was also compatible with browsers like Firefox, Chrome, and also Safari, right? What else? Well, one of the most important thing we all know is the usage of data, correct? Zoom's data use was so low that it was enough for them to work very well, even if the connection is weak or even if the connection is slow, right? Because they use so little data that they don't really need much to operate the video conferencing, right? So if you compare that with WebEx, they have unstable connection. And if you compare that with Zoom is so much better. On top of that, Zoom also had free features that other competitors like Skype, they charge, right? For example, group video calls. Zoom, they had 40 minutes free group video calls. But have you ever wondered why 40 minutes? Right? Why not 30 minutes or why not 45 minutes or why not an hour? Why 40 minutes? That is because Zoom actually learned through their own research that 45 minutes was the standard duration people are willing to go for in a video conference. And that was why they set it as 40 minutes, right? So if there's one thing we all can see from Eric is that he was very customer focused. He just wanted to solve customers' problems. How obsessed was he? Well, to an extent where he, the CEO, would even reply to tweets from unhappy customers, right? That was why, you know, customers just love them so much. Zoom understands what the customer wants, and the technology and customer service was way better than most of their competitors. And because of that, Zoom actually began growing more rapidly. and the investment also came in so much easier. Their funding increased and so did the company's valuation. Until in April 2019, the company went public and the shares went up to 72% from the original $36, right? On that day itself, the valuation for Zoom was at $16 billion. And you know what's the best part? All of this happened even before the pandemic. When the pandemic struck, all of us were forced to work from home. And this only accelerated the growth of this company, Zoom, right? So all of this, you know, working on making video calls easy came in handy at the right time. Because when people needed video conferencing tool, out of all the options out there, there was just one that really stood out, and it was Zoom, right? And that, my friend, is the success story of Zoom and its founder, Eric Yuan. Now, that is all from me, my friend. I hope you really learned something from this. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe and share with someone who will also benefit from this. Also, if you'd like to learn how to pick profitable index funds and start your investing journey, we have a free course prepared for you guys. For more info, you can check out dilun.com to find out more. Until next time, take care, my friend. I'll catch you on the next episode.